With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police make an arrest in this morning's fatal hit and run. Shortly after 5:30 this morning, a bicyclist was found unresponsive on North Church Street near Coral Sands. Once on the scene, officers with the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service suspected he was the victim of a hit and run. The man was pronounced dead at the hospital. Just after 5:45, police arrested a 28-year-old man on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving, driving a vehicle whilst disqualified, driving a vehicle without insurance, and leaving the scene of an accident. The man was taken into custody, where he's being held pending further investigations by the Traffic and Roads Policing Unit. The RCIP says the victim of this incident is from off-island and his identity is not being released, providing officers time to contact his family. The roadway, as of the last check, was still blocked for investigative purposes. This is Cayman's second fatal car crash of the year. Long-term plans to improve congestion in the eastern districts are set for the next budget cycle.
We will push forward road improvement and spending originally planned for later years to deliver the improvements we need in the coming two-year period.
Delivering the strategic policy statement in Legislative Assembly on Friday, Premier the Honorable Alda McLaughlin said in particular this means that plans for the extension of the east-west arterial will be accelerated by more than 2 years, taking the route first through northward and then on to Bodentown. Work is expected to cost about $18 million. And government is taking steps to continue addressing Caymanian unemployment, starting with a new feature at Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman.
The first of those will be the online jobs clearinghouse, due to go live in the next few weeks, through which all jobs will be advertised, allowing every Caymanian full access to the opportunities available.
In the longer term, Premier the Honorable Alda McLaughlin says government will work with the private sector to identify the future needs of businesses to make sure Caymanians have the skills needed to access the jobs that will be created. Government is also set to review minimum wage. In addition, work will be putting in place two mechanisms in the coming months, an accreditation scheme that will recognize businesses that actively provide opportunities for Caymanians, as well as the creation of a new Fair Employment Opportunities Commission. In regional news, clouds of concern hang over today's meeting in Kingston between the European Union and Caribbean negotiators, who feel that the 28-member bloc is rushing the process to seal a deal to replace the expiring Cotonou Agreement that underpins development cooperation between the two regions. But the negotiators are also trapped in a dilemma as they don't want to upset their European counterparts, given that changes later this year to the European Commission and the EU arm that deals with the development issues could mean less political support to work out the most favorable agreement with the region. Kingston talks involved the ministers of CARIFORUM, one of the three regions making up Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific. The EU is being led by its chief negotiator. While there will be a main agreement between the EU-ACP, it's anticipated that there will be region-specific ones, too. Negotiations started 7 months ago in September 2018, and the EU is pushing for a new deal to be inked by July. The ACP group, though, is nervous about wrapping up the process for the 20-year agreement within less than a year. The CARICOM document reads, quote, "The ACP and Caribbean are of the view that the schedule cannot be maintained given the current status of negotiations, given the areas of divergence remaining on many areas of the text of the foundation agreement." Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with David Austin. German prosecutors have charged the former boss of Volkswagen, Martin Winterkorn, with fraud over the diesel emissions scandal. They allege he knew about the illegal manipulation of diesel engines in 2014, more than a year before the scandal broke. Mr. Winterkorn says he only knew about the problem shortly beforehand. Protesters in Sudan have prevented soldiers from breaking up a sit-in outside army headquarters in Khartoum. The protesters reject the military council that's currently leading Sudan, saying it should be replaced by civilians. Israeli scientists are heralding what they say is a medical breakthrough by revealing an artificial human heart they've made using a 3D printer. The scientists said the miniature heart based the 3D ink on human tissue to create cells, blood vessels, ventricles, and chambers. An investigative website says French weapons sold to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have been used in the conflict in Yemen. The Disclose website bases the allegations on a leaked intelligence document. The French Prime Minister's office said, as far as it knew, the weapons were not placed in the front line. China has condemned a slanderous criticism by the US Secretary of State of Beijing's policies in Latin America. On Friday, Mike Pompeo said China's financial interventions in Venezuela had helped precipitate and prolong the country's crisis. BBC News.